everything that rocks.
To this show.
Oh, God, the show's back again. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so stupid. Why is this show so dumb? It is 7:14, the Plan B Morning Show, and we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Here's a good story that you'll like, Hunter. If you missed it, earlier this month, a mysterious alien-looking 10-foot monolith structure was spotted in the middle of the desert in Utah. The two best theories behind it, an art installation or work of aliens.
I think I just saw this on the old Reddit, and two people, I guess it was recently removed.
Yes.
And
it vanished over this weekend. That's what everyone's kind of freaking out about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's weird. It is weird looking. So it's like a couple went out and they found it. They because somebody posted the coordinates, and they took a picture with it, put it up on Reddit. And it is. It's like, what is it, like 11 feet tall or
it's
something?
It's big. Yeah. It's
a big silver Transformers art sculpture. Look at, I mean, it's just a big solid, like,
yeah.
How would you explain it, Brock? Like, you know that thing that Superman has?
Yeah.
You know that little, what would that be?
I don't know.
It's like a little silver.
I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It kind of looks like a hazy mirror, you know? It kind of looks like a big mirror. I don't know.
Like a big straight stainless steel sculpture that you see on like Silver Beach that is basically just a straight thing that goes straight up 11 feet.
So the Bureau of Land Management says they didn't remove it. So now there's an investigation to see where it came from, where it went. I have no answer.
This is what I read in the comment section, Brock. So everybody, freaking out about, is it alien?
Yeah.
So it's got it had pop rivets in it, you know, that were like, you know, grinded over. Like, it's definitely a sculpture. It was definitely a sculpture. But now, like, people are just kind of freaking out. Like, how did somebody get it there and get it back without anybody noticing?
Like, any tire tracks or anything like that? I don't know. Maybe they had moccasins on, like the old Native Americans did, or the fringes that got rid of their tracks as they went through. I don't know. But
it is pretty wild looking, though. You know, it's just a big silver thing right in the middle of what looks to be like a desert, or like the side of a desert mountain or something. It's crazy.
To me, it's very reminiscent to the crop circles, where really it's probably just some guys with big like 2x4s knocking down crops.
Ropes.
Look, dude, people are going to think this is aliens, man. it's some drunk guys. It's some guys with a case of beer that are out there like, oh, man, this is going to be the greatest prank. We're going to get people with this.
Yeah. Let's go out to the sculpture, man. You know, I will say, though, if I was out hiking, you know, out there and saw that just randomly, it'd be freak me out. Probably.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
The hell is that there?
Yeah. Why? Why is that here? Anyway, aliens, bro. Aliens. We're the worm. Lastly, scientists in Singapore have created a robot that can smell food and let you know if the food is fresh or not. The kind of thing would be great to have right about now, especially, you know, all those leftovers, you know. Think about your fridge, all that rotten stuff you got in your fridge. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to eat that later. And then it stays in there for 9 months and it develops its own colony on it. So,
dude, society has got so effing lazy that we can't even smell our own food anymore.
Ew,
nah, I'm going to have the robot do that. I want to go over there and smell it.
So,
dude, what?
We're going to see more of these weird robot inventions crop up. And actually, my in-laws have one of those robot vacuum cleaners. Not going to lie. Pretty crazy. All right. Pretty ingenuitive. I felt like we were in the Jetsons. You know, this thing would just all of a sudden kick on and then it would go around the house.
Until that thing picks up a turd. It's great. Just saying.
There were dogs in the house. Yeah, it's horrifying. I mean, there's still some kinks to work out, obviously. But see, that's what
a
you
big
need.
One. That's a big kink.
We need a robot that can go around clean up after your dog, so then your other robot can go out and then vacuum. our house is just going to be full of robots. full of robots.
I already feel like a piece of trash. I'm already pacing around this house trying to figure out something to do, dude. Now all these robots are taking all my activities.
We got the vacuum robot. We got the robot that picks up after your pet. We got the laundry folding robot. We got the food sniffing robot. And then we have the one robot that's in Brock's special room that's locked behind the door that I'm only allowed to play with.
Robots for everything and everybody. Hey, you know what? We should get a robot. Yeah, you and your damn sex robot, for God's sake.
What?
I want a robot that plays your video games for you. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. Now, let's go back to the sex robot. I like that idea better. That's a better robot. All right. Aliens and robots. There you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 W.